We have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. We're gonna talk Christmas, actually, here. We've turned the corner past Thanksgiving. It's time to talk about the Christmas holiday season. Grace Mackerel is in with us this morning, representing the Adair Women's Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you.
Big weekend for you this weekend with the big holiday extravaganza.
Yes. I can't believe it's here already, but it is.
It is December. It's time to get ready for the season. The Adair Women's Club and the Adair Public Library Board helping to co-sponsor the annual Festival of Trees in Adair. And it's more than just a Festival of Trees. We'll talk about a lot of things that are going on in conjunction with that. But talk a little bit about what folks will see this Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I think they're going to be very pleased. Probably about 40 different displays, not all trees. We have some unusual things. You'll see huge birdcage full of holiday things. Santa in one corner is under some palm trees, and he's got his Hawaiian shirt on. He's just relaxing.
Wish you were delivering to me.
Yeah, me too. Very nice displays already.
Yeah. Where did the displays come from? A lot of groups or individuals or businesses or all of that?
Anybody's welcome to. We have quite a few, lots of businesses cooperating this year and individuals. And yeah, it's just really fun to see them come in.
A lot of creative ideas?
Yes. Yes. Wonderful ones. I was amazed last night. I just kind of stood and watched.
People getting things set up over there at the Adair Community Center is
correct.
Where this is located, which is easy to find, by the way.
Yes, it is. Just right off of Interstate or the old highway coming into town from the west.
You bet. You head into Adair, you can't miss it off the interstate there, just to the north of I-80 as you come in. But a lot of folks have over the years. You've had pretty good participation?
Yes, yes. I'm very pleased with it because it is a busy time. Seems like lots of things going on already this first weekend. And yes, we have good, and it sounds like you're going to order us really good weather.
Sounds like you're going to have real good weather. You're not going to have to fight the snow. You're not going to have to pull the sleigh out to get there this time
true.
Around.
That's true. That's true.
Do you get a lot of folks that'll come in from outside? You expect Adair to support you, but do you get a lot of folks to come in from outside Adair?
I wouldn't say a lot because, like I say, so many other towns have things going on too. Yeah. But we have some, yes.
What's the cost to get in?
We are just doing free will donations this year. And the chamber is giving away some chamber bucks, I think $150. Mm-hmm. And Lions Club will have soup supper, and that's a free will donation also. And whatever you feel you can give.
Well, it's kind of nice that you're able to combine a lot of different groups and organizations and stuff to come together to make it a good couple of days.
Yes. We did the combination last year out at the community building, and it worked really well for us. People seem to enjoy it. We do have some vendors also. Plenty of room, so you can sit and visit. Santa's going to be there 5 to 7, so Mom and Dad can eat some soup and Mom can shop a little bit, and Dad can visit, and so it just works out really well.
I was going to say, you got everything covered. You got food, you got displays, you got some shopping, you got prizes. You got everything covered here.
You bet.
Well, good. Is it a place for kids?
Well, the Santa, yes. I mean, you know, and we welcome kids up looking at our trees. We have some very cute trees that the kids from school, we have about, I would say 5 or 6 different grade levels that have brought in displays. Some neat snowman made out of their milk bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Really interesting. They did some hard work on that.
It seems like the younger the children, the more creative they are.
Yes, yes.
They still create things with their hands, with simple things, not on computers?
Well, surprisingly, yes.
Well, good for them. That's good to see. What is the, let's talk a little bit about what happens here with this. Now, you're trying to raise some money for some projects, and the projects involve the students.
Yes, we give all of our proceeds back to the school for scholarships.
And you've done that for, well,
17 years.
Yeah. Yes. And it's, I think, would you say it's over $15,000, going on $16,000 worth of, so far, money that's been provided to scholarships?
Something like that. I'm not positive.
You know, everything you can do for scholarships helps these days as
yes.
much as it costs.
They're not big scholarships, but they'll buy a book or help a little bit.
Yeah, if it helps do something of that, some of those things.
We try to spread it out rather than giving one big one.
Yeah.
We spread it out. Some more.
How many members do you have in the Adair Women's Club?
Around 20.
Oh, that's not a bad number. Mm-hmm. What's the point of the club? What's the purpose?
Just get together, do some things for our community. We decorate Main Street also. We do some money-making projects, other projects throughout the year. Just we give, you know, to different organizations, different things that the community needs. We try to help out.
Just to do what you can to make the community
small
a better place.
Small towns, we need to all work together.
That's right. And sometimes sometimes you wonder how if you can get anything done that way. But, you know, little by little, you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. All right, so it's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd. What are the hours?
Saturday, 1 to 8.
Okay.
And Sunday, just 11 to 2. And then they can come in and take down their displays after 2 o'clock.
Okay, so folks are still setting up right now.
Yes, still tonight we'll be setting up, tonight.
Okay, still getting things done. Very good. Well, it should be a good display, and if folks want to get, into that holiday spirit early on, this is a place to go.
I think they will. Once they walk in there, they'll really start thinking Christmas.
Very good. And I know the Lions Club will be starting to serve. They're offering. There's a free will offering as well for the soup.
And they also have a food pantry box. And our ladies club, we adopted a family for our project, and so we have 3 young children we are providing clothing and necessities for, plus some food. And so that we have a huge tree up, and we have already lots of things on it.
Great. So. The serving, by the way, will start on Saturday at 4:30. Is when they'll start serving dinner. And also for the chamber events and activities, they're going to be drawing for those Adair bonus bucks, and the sign up for that will be on Saturday from 1 to 7, and then the drawing will be coming up at 7 p.m.
And they're also helping Santa out with some treats and some projects for kids.
Yeah, it looks like a little cookie decorating going on with
the
kids and stuff. So lots of stuff happening there, too. Should be a good weekend. Again, that's this Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and December 2nd at the Adair Community Center. The Adair Women's Club and the Public Library Board hope that a lot of folks will stop by and check out the, the early sights of the season. Grace, thanks for coming by.
Everybody's welcome. Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas.